So in 2 Corinthians 11, verses 16 to 33, Paul is combating the super apostles by showing what super Christianity actually looks like. The super apostles were preaching the gospel of your best life now, which, by the way, is exactly the opposite of the gospel. However good now is, if that's as good as it gets, then that is not good news. That is the most terrible news you could ever hear. The whole of Christianity, if it were to be phrased in a similar fashion, is actually your best life later. And you're redeemed and transformed and being used by God and grown in Christ, conformed to his image, life now. You might title Paul's rendition of what super Christianity looks like, your perilous life now. To use the language of the translation that was read in verses in verse 26 in particular, your dangerous life now. That is what he is presenting here as the super Christianity or the super apostolic Christianity. One of the things that we find out is that one of these forms of Christianity leads you to love one another and serve one another and care about one another very much. The other form, the false form of the so-called super apostles, actually led them to abuse the Corinthians, because they were trying to show how much better than the Corinthians they were. And so they would charge a lot of money. And they would belittle the Corinthians. And they would even apparently physically abuse them to show how much greater they were than the Corinthians were. And say, you could one day be like us. Be like we are. Now, unfortunately, the translation that was read inserted the word authority into verse 17. That's not really what's going on when it says, what I speak not according to the Lord, but as it were foolishly in this confidence of boasting. What he's saying there is, don't include boasting in the imitate me as I imitate Christ general command. Paul was very aware whenever he talked about himself or whenever he demonstrated something, especially in 1st and 2nd Corinthians, where he does say, follow me as I follow Christ, imitate me as I imitate Christ. And so when he says, I'm speaking like a fool, I sound like a fool, I am doing that which has at least the appearance of not being out of the fear of the Lord. I'm doing something that is unique to my apostolic authority in my apostolic ministry that is not something that you should imitate. It actually was very authoritative what he was doing. And yet he is saying, please don't follow my example by boasting about yourself. Okay, he's going to turn around and say, even for me, so that I would not be given to boasting, this is what happened. And he's going to tell us about that in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. But here, he is saying, here is what genuine boasting should look like if it was something we were going to be given to. But it is not something I want you to imitate. Here is what super Christianity looks like. Not, you can one day be as great as I am, but let us all together count Christ as great in every circumstance. And so he starts out with some of the things in verse 22 when he's boasting. He starts out with some of the things that they would boast about. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Seed of Abraham? So am I. And so forth. And now he says, are they ministers of Christ? I speak of as a fool. I'm more of a minister of Christ than they are. And you can hear how that sounds foolish, and how even under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit carrying him along, he's uncomfortable talking in that manner. And then he starts in on the real super apostle or super Christian, what it looks like to live in Christ as a Christian in this world. The kind of stuff that the super apostles never would have done. Labors? They didn't want to labor. They wanted to speak proudly and have the Corinthians fill their pockets. Remember what we saw last week. Paul didn't want the Corinthians to give him a dime. In fact, he said, he got into some financial need, and he actually asked the brothers from Macedonia who were in poverty to support him while he was in Corinth so that he could combat the super apostles' view or version of Christianity and super Christianity. So what does it look like? It looks like dying often, being in prison, being whipped, receiving the 40 less one five times. We talked about what that is last week. And all of these things that happened to him, plus continually being in danger of worse. Okay, this is not the you will be healthy, you will be wealthy, you will be popular, you'll never have trouble, and you'll never have to worry again version of Christianity that does really well on the bookshelves. But this is what it looks like to exult in Jesus Christ. In this world, Christ said, you will have trouble. The Christian life, the victorious Christian life, is not marked by not being in trouble. It's marked by being carried through trouble and out of trouble. The super apostle version of escaping Damascus would have been unsheathing his sword and leading a band of mighty, in an earthly way, Christians against King Aretas and his army, and plowing through and winning the day. But the Christian, the biblical version of this so-called super Christianity or super apostolic Christianity is not being trouble-free. It's being carried through trouble. And literally, that's what Paul holds out. He says, you know what one of my highest moments was? When it was a good thing I was a small man so I could fit in a big basket while they lowered me over the wall and got me through. It was a situation in which I was completely at God's mercy, completely at the mercy of those who stuffed me in, completely at the mercy of those who lowered me down, and completely helpless. You know, what if I get discovered? You know, there's fishing in a barrel, and then there's spearing apostles in a basket. That would have been the end of Paul. And that's what he gives as an example of what genuine apostleship looks like, which probably would have been one of the most commonly known by that time accounts. And so he's saying, look, you got these super apostles coming, and because they are all about themselves instead of being all about Jesus, they abuse you. And you know what one of the first great events in my apostleship was. It was when I was totally helpless, and the Lord delivered me anyway. And what does the apostle show as the result of being all about Christ and dependent and weak? It's that since he wasn't trying to be better than everyone else, his care about how everyone else is doing spiritually is actually his greatest trial. Did the super apostles care about how the Corinthians were doing? If they caused one to stumble, if one of them was weak or backsliding or having difficulty in their Christian life? No, they didn't care. They were all about themselves. They were presenting a brand of Christianity in which we try to be better than one another, and we're in this I'm a better Christian than they are, and I'm more victorious than they are, and I'm more impressive than they are. And when we feel that way, and when we operate that way, when that rises up in our hearts, we're not operating according to the genuine apostolic principle. It's when we don't care so much about what happens to us or even how others think of us, but what deeply matters to us is how things are going with our brothers and sisters in their walk with the Lord. It is seeing Christ alone as glorious that frees us from that competitive spirit in our fellowship and enables us to count my brother or sister is doing poorly as the greatest of my trials, even greater than being stoned and whipped and beaten and shipwrecked and drowning and dying. Shall we not seek the grace of God the Holy Spirit to form the mind and heart of Christ in us, who was and is greater than all, King of kings and Lord of lords? And yet what did he say? I am among you as one who serves. Blessed are you if you do these things. From John 13. David, will you pray for us?